Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales.
Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal.
She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
Doing well, albeit on the mainland.
right back from sunshine to the cold, huh?
Yeah.
It's still warm. Yeah, oh, good.
It's beautiful here, though. You know, we got the fall, winter thing going on. So, as you know, when you're on the East Coast, it's
You've got the four seasons,
so it is beautiful in its own right. So, you know, Maui is beautiful, and Maryland's beautiful, and Chico's beautiful, and it's a beautiful country.
Absolutely beautiful. You're right.
Yeah.
Gosh, so we've got a lot going on, and we want to pray for everybody out in the Philippines right now. That's some blessings and prayers and donations, if you're able to donate. There's a lot going on, and they need so much help right now. We know one personally in Tacloban that we got to find out Monday night was alive, thank God. But what's happening is they're running out of food, water, and then we've heard that some big supplies have come in, but they're not being put out because of looters the way they need to be, because it's just been it's a big mess. So they need a lot of help, and our prayers go out there, and I wanted to mention that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you know, stuff like that happens, and then the looter thing is pretty amazing. You know, you think about who would do that, and yet, you know, when you think about parents trying to feed their starving kids or whatever, it gets to be desperation time, and, you know,
but I
you
think
do
they're,
what you
they're,
gotta do.
Right, but these looters, you're right, I can understand for the food, but these guys are stealing for other things. You know, that's what they're having.
Yeah.
Even people there are complaining, and they're worried because they want to go get the food, but then they're getting, it's just a mess. So I pray they can get in more military and more control and supplies, and then you've got, they're running out of shots, and it's just a big mess. So we pray, because you're so happy to hear the people that are alive, and they need help immediately. So it's, you know, it reminds me of the Katrina disaster, and it really brings home the need to stock up on food and water, even though, for example, that typhoon, I mean, you couldn't help the sheer force of the waters and rains with the hurricanes are horrible. But you know, typhoon, hurricane, it's all the same. It's just called differently depending on what part of the world you live in. It's just, you know, makes you think we'd be so grateful. I wanted to say that prayer out because it's still going on. They're not at, the typhoon's over, but they're not even near out of danger. Are they talking about it's right now, what are we in, April? It's November 13th, and they're talking about it being 2 to 3 months just to get the electricity up and restored properly, and most of the homes are just, so I pray that people can right now get food, water, and get out of there, you know, however they're going to do it. So our show today, our first half of our show today is, we'll go on to the real estate side of our show, and we're going to talk about REITs, R-E-I-T, Real Estate Investment Trusts. We'll go into the definitions and talk a little bit about it and why you may want to buy into that if you don't already own any stock or have any ventures into REITs, and why now may be a good time to do that. And then on the second half, Randy, you were telling me about your wonderful guest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This part of part of the what I call the Maui Miracle Tour that I just completed 3 weeks over there working on a radio project. I met a gal, an author, at the Lahaina Rotary lunch, and she's amazing. And I've read her book, and I know you and I, you know, with our journeys, have read hundreds, maybe thousands of books or sections of books. You know, we've read all the kind of motivational, you know, superstar books, and but this one, it's very practical, and that's kind of rare in this field of motivational books. You get all fired up about why you should do something, and but really, there's not a lot of how, and this book has a lot of how to do it, and that's what I was struck with. Is it's very, very practical. Each chapter ends with ends with practical. Hey, here are some signs that you haven't mastered this yet, and if you resonate with any of those signs, you need to still work on it. And here's what happens when you might begin to master this, and it talks about that, and then it has some ways practically for you to do it. So I was just very impressed with this gal, Julie Corinne Audino is her name, and moved to Maui from Chicago. She's a fitness trainer by kind of trade, but has always been had it in her heart to write a book and speak around the world. You know,
she's kind of
our people. You know, she's kind of in our tribe of people.
Awesome.
Because you and I, of course, believe that as well for ourselves. In various ways. So it's cool. And she tells the story of how Wayne Dyer helped her write the book. You know, and she went to a Wayne Dyer event. And she'll tell that story, but Wayne, motivated her to write the book, even though she thought she was too young, and called her up on stage at a big event, and, you know, it's kind of cool. So we'll hear that story and more.
Look, that'll be wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, that'll be the second half. So investments, real estate.
I love the second half. I love it. I love it. I love it every week. And, and if you're listening in, you can call in. We'd love your input right now to 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428, and you can always email questions too. We do answer them, and you want to go to realityuniversal.com. You can email directly to radio@realityuniversal.com. And, I wanted to talk a little bit about REITs today because let me tell you, the definition of a, let's do that because some people may be saying, what are you talking about? It's an investment trust that owns and manages a pool of commercial properties, mortgages, real estate assets. Shares can be bought and sold in the stock market. It's like a security that sells like a stock on the major exchanges and invests in real estate directly, either through properties, mortgages. REITs can receive special tax considerations, typically offer investors high yields, as well as high liquid methods of investing into real estate. So this gives you an opportunity. They've been around a long, long time, but we're going to go over a little bit today of why this is now the time to really look into them. And there's a lot of information, and if you're going to purchase, of course, we're not giving stock advice, tax advice, legal advice at all, just a disclaimer. You definitely want to talk to an advisor. You want to do your research. You want to make sure you're checking into this before you purchase. But in this day and age, it's you're able to maybe get a good cap rate of return on your money without having to go buy that investment property. Now, I'm a believer because, of course, being in the real estate industry for over 27 years, of having some properties in our portfolio. You know, you always want to. I believe in it. I believe that it's nice to have that asset, especially when you can pay it down and have the equity in the property. Even if the market's going up and down, if you look at historically, real estate's still a good investment. But for a lot of you on the calls who maybe have been there, done that, and been landlords for many years and go, I don't want to do it anymore at all. I don't care. You know how we, at different times of our lives, even if we love something so much in one era, later it could be like, oh, kaput, I'm finished. It was good. I loved it. This is an ideal way to go to look into it. Now, Individuals can invest in the REITs either by purchasing their shares directly on an open exchange or by investing in a mutual fund that specializes in public real estate. You'll find different companies actually buy different types. Different companies that actually, you know, you'll find the investors and they usually look for certain different types of properties. Now, why is now such a good time to do it? Well, a couple reasons. A lot of the big guys that, you know, when I say big guys that are running these huge real estate investment trusts are actually now, typically over the years, they would be going after commercial properties, multifamily properties, apartment buildings, et cetera. Many now are actually looking at single-family homes. And that is going to hurt the little investor a little bit, the little guy, because you're going to be competing against these companies that can pay whatever they want to pay. Now, they're not going to just pay whatever they want to pay unless the numbers are there. But you have situations where, say, I'm going to give you an example, so don't quote me for names verbatim or anything, but say Bank of America bought out Countrywide, okay? And I'm just giving you, using them as an example, but they have different ways that they have to go under the, depending on the guidelines and what type of loans they have, that they can really do things. That's why I'm saying don't quote me. But say they have a $500 million package of X amount of properties, you know, in a state or a couple around the area, or around the country, and say it's a package that's been sold in this package, and there could be a lot of single-family homes. You and I couldn't go buy that, right? But if there's an investment, if the investors are large enough through stocks and, you know, through these companies, large REITs, they may be able to do it. So they can go in, say, pay $500 million for those properties, and maybe they do pay too much on one, but not so much on the other. We've had the situations, I've even been involved in not actually closing the deal because we always want to make sure we get paid, and we've been approached by different investors, usually typically it's 50 million, 100 million investors. But again, I haven't closed one of those because we needed to make sure we're getting paid, and there's just a lot that goes on in between before you finally put it to bed. So with that scenario, they have the money to go in and buy a bunch. So, they're going to make sure, of course, that their investment is going to be, hopefully they're going to be savvy and check everything out. There's going to be good stuff in there, and there's going to be bad stuff in there. And you can see for the small investor, they could end up getting hurt only because you're going to be competing against more people, you know, so it's not like, but it doesn't mean if you're a small investor and still want to buy and flip or whatever that you can't do that. Florida is one of the states that, I mean, there's a lot of properties, especially down by Tampa and other areas that these companies are going to buy up. So if you go in and buy a real estate investment trust, just buying as a stock, you know, or shares, you're not going to have to do any of the work, and you can reap some of the benefits. Of course, with the disclaimer, you know, we can't guarantee what's going to happen, but we want to put that out there. Now, I was looking, I was just checking around, and dividendchannel.com listed 10 companies that they said were real estate investment trusts and doing well, and they said the number one company on their list is MFA Financial. And that New York Stock Exchange code is M as in Mary, F as in Frank, A as in Apple. They said it was doing it at, 12.2% yield. It's a real estate investment trust that primarily is engaged. Yeah, it's not bad. Now, I don't know what the statistics, and I have to go back and see along the period of time, et cetera, and all that. And we aren't on the show at all saying, hey, go out there and buy MFA Financial. You know, I'm just telling you what this was on Dividend Channel. You have to do your own homework. But they're saying that it's a real estate investment trust primarily engaged in the business of investing in residential agency mortgage-backed securities and non-agency. Agency mortgage-backed securities refers to those that are issued or guaranteed by a federally chartered corporation such as Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the U.S. government, such as Jenny Mae. non-agency or ones that are not guaranteed by any government or federally chartered corporation. Right now, they said as of December 31st, 2000, this is an old last year, they had assets of approximately $13.52 billion. Now, do your homework, because remember on one of our other shows we were talking about, and you've seen it in the news, that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government's trying to do away with them, and the next, I think Obama said he'd like to see them gone within 5 years and totally privatized. I don't agree with that, but I agree to a point, but not totally, because it's just they've been around so long, and they do have a great protection model in play for us as the consumer. So so with that, you're saying they're doing great, but I don't know how great they're going to do this real estate investment trust if they, you know, are owning a bunch of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac properties that's going to change. But you can see where, isn't this, you can see, I mean, one they said the MITT went as high as 15.4% on its yield. So there's a whole list here under dividendchannel.com of different players that you can get right in, I mean, on the stock exchange, and you can buy them. So it's just something, I think, it's something to look at, because somebody might, maybe you only have a little bit of money to put out there and you don't want to take the risk, but you can. It certainly makes sense why these are going to actually be around a while, because you're going to have the short sales and foreclosures, right? And the more money that these trusts have money, because they're, you know, the and then there's small trusts too. Like, say we got together 10 people, we can, you know, there's certain ways you can set them up. But this, we're talking about today, basically doing it as a security on the stock exchange, which is definitely run a lot differently. There's equity REITs, there's mortgage REITs, there's hybrid REITs. They combine investment strategies of REITs and also mortgages. So it's something that I really think, if you're looking to invest and not sure where you want to invest, something to really look into and talk to your advisors about it as well. And especially since they're getting into so many more single family homes, where that was usually not the main focus of these guys before in the past.
More commercial in the past, and then now more, or at least.
Did I lose you? I think we might have lost Randy. Okay, so Randy's probably going to come right back. Let's see. Okay. It was more commercial in the past than single-family home. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac reform seems so far off that it's hard to understand what you want to do when you try to comprehend everything right now. But I definitely recommend that you look into these, not specifically these certain companies, but look into the whole concept of REITs. And a lot of investors that are buying up more shares have a lot of reasons for doing some. Some think because there's actually lawsuits going on. They think that, you know, companies are going to make more money out of it. Some of them are buying up because of the privatization of housing giants is inevitable. So if you're doing that and you're buying it for those purposes, you want to definitely check into it. So there's different types, and so it's important to see what they're buying, what these different real estate investment funds, and usually many of them you'll find they'll stick to certain type of properties, and that's why we're hearing that a lot of them are going to the single family bunches since they can buy in groups. And I'm pretty interested. So anybody that wants to call in, if there's one to call in, I'm going to call right back because something's wrong with this line. I'll call right back.
Back in.
Boost is allowed per show. Thank you for using Block.
You there? Hello? Hello? Hi, you back?
Hey, Randy. I'm back. Yeah. We lost you, and I kept going with the show, so it's so wonderful on the replay. You'll be able to tweak it out. Anybody listening right now, well, you can call in to 347-945-5428. You were gone, and we were doing a show, and then a thing came on that said to go back in as a host, so that's what I was starting to do on the other line.
Oh.
And there we are. So nice to hear
we're
you back.
Back.
Back and back and back. That's awesome. And
I was asking you, did you hear my question?
No, I didn't because it cut us out or something, and I was still on, so I rolled with it. But what was your question?
Yeah. Well, I just my question is on, and so because, you know, investing in an investment trust, I guess my question is it investing in the investment trust,
mm-hmm.
is it safer than, say, just you investing on your own? And because it's a trust in a group, is there kind of a more of a safeguards involved in that?
Well, you know, when you're looking at it, that's what we were saying as a disclaimer. We can't give stock advice, attorney legal advice, et cetera, or accountant advice. So, but I think if you're, you know, it's good not to put all your eggs in one basket. And this is something that you invest in, and if you're doing it on this with the stocks, a security that sells like a stock, et cetera, you're not involved in the management or anything. So you're basically, you're always taking a risk, but somebody else is managing it. So in answer to your question, it could be safer. I'm not saying it is totally, and I believe you should still have some other properties in your portfolio, not just that. But I think it's wonderful to it's a way to get do something with your money. I mean, a lot of people that are retired and older are not that are retired. I won't say and older, but I'm just saying that are retired that, you know, have a lot of money that they've got to put it somewhere. It's something to look in right now because, you know, we want to – because the real estate's not going away. So that's we say the land. They may not make any more land either, right? Unless we have the volcanoes on the Big Island and more land gets it with eruptions, right? But other than that, it's kind of
real estate not going away, and that's why we're doing what we're doing here and getting people excited about it because it's important. Again, Realty Universal Radio, the name of the show, and if you do want to call in live, 347-945-5428. Randy Zachary, Natalie Mullenix, and she's president and founder of Realty Universal, and the website realtyuniversal.com. And first half of the show, we talk real estate. We've been talking about investment trusts, and I just something about the word trust makes me feel better about investing.
Oh, you're so funny. You know? You're funny.
Investment
trust. It's really what we were talking about, and when we lost you for a couple of minutes there, which you can tweak out later, on dividendchannel.com, the one that came out number one does go pretty heavily into properties that are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you know, insured. So you want to check because is that going to play into it when the privatization starts, you know, because that's where the government wants us headed with these. They want the private. I believe in. Oh my gosh, I've been an entrepreneur my whole adult life. I totally believe in businesses and having their own stays in what we do. But I think Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has worked pretty well until we got too loosey goosey, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000. And they know the mistakes that were made. So I just don't think that should really go away. I think if it completely goes away, we're going to have more of a nightmare than we have now. But this is something because so many people right now, not extremely wealthy, they kind of know what they're doing. They don't have to worry about all these other things going on. But the average person that's day-to-day going in there and dealing and trying to figure out what do I do, what do I not do, where do we go, a lot of times when there's too much fear, what happens, Randy? People don't do anything, right? They just stop in their tracks. Yeah. You know, and then maybe the comfort zone comes in because it's like, this has been safe. I don't want to do anything else. And this is something to really look at because, hey, I think you can make money. Again, though, I don't think I would throw away my whole life savings in it. You know, you want to just put a little bit of money in and see how you do and investigate it. You know, I wouldn't necessarily say, okay, somebody that just says, hey, we're putting together in Hawaii, we call it a hui when you have a group of people doing it. You know, I wouldn't say, hey, let me jump on that one because you could lose all your money. But you never know, you know. So we're not here on our show. You know, we never – there's just too much importance in this stuff to be able to really elaborate as much as you and I would like to, you know, like a 2 or 3 day workshop, right? And even with that, we're not allowed. We have to give the disclaimer. We're not recommending a certain company versus another company, you know, or anything else. But I'm going to read something that was on the street in New York. The web called the street. I don't know where they. I'm looking for the URL here. I've got some. We always have to give credit where credit's due, right?
Yeah.
And so it says they said that Listen to this. This is so quick. This is, investors who've been buying up the shares have different reasons for doing so. Some base their wager on a legal victory. A series of investor lawsuits, some of them backed by high-profile attorneys like Boies, Shiller, and Flexner's David Boies, and Gibson, Dunn, Ted Olson, making different claims about how investors were ripped off by the government, have been filed this year. This is on, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all. Others, and some of the same ones from the earlier group, believe eventual privatization of the housing giants is inevitable and have been touting various plans to that effect. So there's a lot going on right now, and it isn't good that our government wants to get, you know, we need to have some regulations in there. So with that, these guys that are running these things really try to look at the big picture and check it out. So that's why I think it's really worth learning about it yourself and get into some of it. The privatizers were high-fiving. This is from the New York The Street again. The privatizers were high-fiving each other Wednesday following a Financial Times report that the usual group of hedge funds, including Carlyle's group, Claren Road Asset Management, Paulson & Company, and Perry Capital, are touting a new version of their long-standing privatization plan for the mortgage giants. The report also cited Fair Homes Funds, not a hedge fund, but a frequent proponent of privatization and a plaintiff in one of the lawsuits and a few new names such as Blackstone Group. Blackstone Group, I heard, is buying up a bunch of property down in Florida. Well, they probably own all over, but I'm just saying they're jumping in on these big packages of single-family homes I was mentioning before, earlier. GSO Capital Partners, KKR, and Carlyle's private equity arm. So, again, that's coming. You know, we're getting the information and passing it on to you. So we're just about finished our first half. My goodness, Randy, that first 30 minutes goes by so fast. But, again, for anybody, if you have questions, you can either go to our website, realtyuniversal.com, fill out the Contact Us form. You can call us also at 866-808-6368. All our contact information is on the site. Right now, if you're listening in, our radio line is 347-945-5428. And REIT is REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust. And do your homework. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to just not, don't put all your eggs in one basket. We're almost ready for our second half, aren't we? And I'll turn it over to Randy.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be back on the other side with Julie Corinne Audino, and she is an author. I met her on Maui, and you are going to enjoy this conversation, so stay tuned.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like ready, fire, aim. And you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Oh, that's good stuff. Bethany Hamilton, what a great story. Realty Universal Radio, we're on the air everywhere worldwide. And, of course, realtyuniversal.com is the website. First half of the show, we talk real estate with President and Founder Natalie Mullinex. Second half, we always provide inspiration, information. And I'm telling you, today I am way, way, way stoked. That's a Maui term. I'm way stoked to have on the line from Maui. Julie Corinne Audino is with us. She's an author, speaker, fitness expert, all kinds of stuff. And welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome.
Natalie, this is going to be one of those, 25 minutes or so that is, we're going to wish we had an hour and a half because there is
so
much
here. I'm just
going to
sit back and listen.
Well, my goodness. Yeah, so basically the quick story to how we met was I was speaking at a Lahaina Rotary a couple weeks ago, and Julie was there. And by the way, Julie, Natalie was the person that I was doing the show with when Wayne Dyer walked by in Lahaina that day.
That was awesome.
That was so cool.
Randy left. Okay, take over. Do the show. Go. I'm running after him. Then he got him back. I'm like, okay.
I went and followed him. And Julie, of course, resonates with that. Wayne is, has been a big impact in her life, like many of us. And we'll talk about, some of that here in a minute. And Julie, I just let you know, I finished the book on the flight, back here to the mainland, and I'd read about half of it, and the second half was even more amazing because, of course, you kind of bring it all together toward the end. And the name of the book, Finding Your Peace, P-I-E-C-E, 32 Principles to Help You Live Your Calling.
Oh, I love it.
And that may seem like a lot, but that was her number in college in basketball, and plus, she'll talk about how the book just, the content just came to her over a period of time. And I have several things I wrote down. I took notes as I was reading things that I wanted to talk to you about or at least mention. But it seemed like every chapter was an aha moment for me. And then there's the practical application stuff. So, Julie, would you, before I yammer on too much more here, would you please talk about why you wrote this book, how it came about? That's a great story.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I just want to say I got goosebumps and hairs are sticking up off my arm. So I know that this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now and what's supposed to be happening. And so I'm always very excited about that. That's definitely a sign that this is the right place to be. But the book came to me, like I had said, and and really came from a place of honoring the content to come out. And you talk about the 32 principles. Well, there's actually 8 in the mind, 8 in the body, 8 in the spirit, and 8 in the soul. And they just kind of float out like, and if you think of the word, if you think of the number 8, it's like infinity, right? One flows right back into the other. And so really when you fulfill all 8 of the 4 different sections of the book, you know, you are just like right in alignment with your calling. I mean, it just flows and you allow. But I just kind of took piece by piece as it came and wrote it all down. And then, you know, it was aha moments for me as it started to piece itself together. And it was a process. I mean, it was a blind process of allowing. And then when it all came together, I was like, oh, wow, this is, wow, yeah, okay, this looks good. This looks good. So, yeah, it's an amazing, it's a piece of art.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we mentioned Wayne Dyer, and Wayne played a key role in you actually doing the book. Why don't you share that story?
Yeah, so the book kept coming to me, but I went away to a retreat in Maui, and it was at the Westin, and the retreat was called Excuses Be Gone. So needless to say, there was a moment in time where Wayne's like, okay, I'd like people to get up and tell me what your calling is and the excuse that you're using for not doing it. Mm. Oh, boy, like right away I knew exactly what I needed to say. It was like, get up and go talk on that microphone. So I'm like, okay, so I shuffle my little feet over there, you know, and my little ego is like, no, you don't need to get up there. And so I get up there and I tell him, I say, my calling in life is to write a book, and the excuse I tell myself is I'm too young. And he's like, okay, next. So I'm standing in line. I would say, all of us are standing there with our excuses in our hands, like 2-year-olds, like, oh, this is why we can't do what we think should be doing. And anyway, I heard this soft voice say, it's your turn. And I'm all, my turn for what? And he's like, too young, lady. And I'm like, huh? So I'm up at the microphone, and he's all, where'd you first get that thought? Why do you believe it? And needless to say, he flips my thinking from I'm too young to write this book to I'm at the perfect age to write this book. So I go home to Chicago. I give away all my clients. I close on the company. I sell my condo, my car, all of my stuff except for 2 bags and the notes to my book, and I move out to Maui to honor that book. So basically, Wayne just opened the floodgates. The floodgates were coming, all the information was coming, but I was blocking it with that limiting belief saying that I'm too young. And so that 1 30-second moment with Wayne opened the floodgates to allowing my calling to come out of me and then to share with other people. So
wow.
He had a profound, you know, he 30 seconds with him is very, really priceless.
When did you do
right
it?
Timing.
When did you, how long have you been in Maui?
I've been in Maui for, February will be 4 years.
Wow.
So it took me about 3 years to write the book and really put it all together and find editors and all that kind of stuff. But, now it's out and it's selling at the Kapalua Spa and the Westin and all these different places. And so, you know, it was just one step at a time, first getting it out there, and then things just keep falling into place now. So I use the 32 principles to stay connected and allow life to keep guiding me in the right direction. So that's why I get so excited and so passionate to share it with others, because I know they have an important puzzle piece. They have an important calling, and it needs to come out, and they need to allow it out. And if they don't allow it out, that's where all that restlessness and dis-ease come in. And so it's just important to honor whatever that is. And so that's really what my calling is to get out and really help people let their calling come out into this world.
Well, and I love,
can you give us a website?
Love,
give the website. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
JulieCorinne.com is her website. Julie, CORRINE. .com is her website. And I love the idea of, finding your peace, P-I-E-C-E. And a lot of people get all, you know, oh, I want to find peace, P-E-A-C-E. But your contention and really kind of the bottom line thing of this book is you find your P-E-A-C-E when you find your P-I-E-C-E, right?
Correct. Yeah. Now, when you're really honoring and doing your puzzle piece, which is shaped different than everybody else's, and just as important as everyone else's, the internal peace is just there. It's just there. You don't do anything for it. It just arrives by honoring what you're really talented in serving other people. I mean, it's just, it's remarkable. You don't have to do anything to get peace, you know? I mean, even the idea of getting peace is, I'm going to go get some, I'm going to buy some, or how much is 30 minutes of peace? Is that $20 or 45? Let me barter with you. I only have 30. Okay, I have $31 a minute for peace. No. It's just, it's...
Oh, man. That is so awesome. I was struck by the conversation with you and your sister when you had come to Maui, right, and had, you were being drawn here. You felt like you were being drawn here, and then you had a conversation with your sister, and you had all these things going on, and I so related, you know, marketing this, and you're working for somebody else, and you're, you know, all these ideas because you're an idea person. And I suffer from that gift/challenge as well, you know. And the conversation with your sister helped you decide. Talk about that and about the concept of deciding something.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even tell you. Okay, I'm a little entrepreneurial, okay? I know. I got lots of ideas. I have lots of great ideas. And obviously having a closer relationship with my sister, she's been one of my best friends. I've told her about these different ideas, and so she got to the point where she was really going to be really honest with me. And she basically said to me, Julie, you have a bunch of great ideas. What's your number one idea? What is your favorite? What do you want to do the most out of all those? Which one is most important to you? And I said, the book. And then she said to me, okay, well then I don't want to hear about anything else unless it has to do with the book. Holy moly. She was willing to be honest with me. And it was true. I'd call up and she'd be like,
fantastic.
Does this have to do with the book? Right? So, because it is. It's the ability to be able to focus on whatever is number one for you, do that, and then work on the next project. But if you're working on a bunch of different things, you're spread out like a big flat pancake, and nothing's getting done. And so maybe there are a couple really, really important projects, but really just find the one that's most important and break it down to a bunch of goals and decide means to cut off, let go of the other things, and full force go forward towards whatever that number one is. And then the time will come where you can do another one. But you just don't want to be doing so many things that nothing gets completed.
Well, and I know a lot of people...
Really, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about plan B, you know, and I'm the king of plan B because I'll go into something not fully sure, maybe something's going to work out, so I always want a plan B. I love what Will Smith said, though. He said, plan B just gets in the way of plan A, so cut it off, you know. I love that, you know.
Yeah,
and I
love that. Yeah, it really is. Once you decide, and the thing is, I repeat this a lot in the book because I think it's a great affirmation, that the universe is constantly conspiring for you. And when you have made a decision out into the universe and you say that this is what I'm going to do, this is what I want to do, then the universe can really conspire for you. But if you're walking around the universe like, I don't know, I'm not really sure, maybe, yes, I should, no, I shouldn't, the universe is like confused whether it can help you or not. Right? Like, what should I bring you? I'm not really sure. Should I bring you that? No. Oh, you changed your mind again. Okay, never mind. It was going to be here in about the next 2 days, but you changed your mind, so never mind. You know? But if you're really solid on that decision and you're walking around with that presence, everything's going to conspire for you at a much more rapid rate. So.
Wow. We are talking with Julie Corrine Audino, and she's an author. The book is called Finding Your Peace, P-I-E-C-E, 32 Principles to Help You Live Your Calling, and you can get it at her website, juliecorrine.com, CORRINE.com. And like she said, the 32 principles are broken down into 8 mind principles, 8 body principles, 8 spirit, and 8 soul principles. And then the final chapter is calling phase around the world, putting it all together, which in itself is an amazing, amazing chapter. So I'm kind of working my way down the list here, and we're probably not going to get through all of it. But the other thing, so that conversation with your sister was an aha moment, you know, and then you kind of talk about that word aha. And I know as I was reading in your book, I've always been drawn to that word. And And now I know why. You kind of break it down in the book why that word is so amazing. Talk about the word aha and why aha moments are so powerful.
Yeah, so is actually the universal sound for God. So whether it's Allah, Krishna, Buddha, Yahweh, it always has that vibration of awe in it. And so, you know, that's that connection to the source, right? And then the ha, actually, I learned a lot more of that when I came to Hawaii, is breath or life, you know? And so, you know, when you have that drop of insight from the source, and it drops in, dink, and it gives you life and inspiration, you really got to honor that. And the thing is, oh, my gosh, that's why I love the whole idea of meditation and silence, because it just drops in like a pin. Bing. Right? And you really, like, you got to be really aware to notice it, you know, and not just, like, dismiss it, like, oh, yeah, 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 and move on, you know, in this rushing phase. So it's like when that aha moment comes in, you're like, ah, you know, I don't know, do that. So you stop for a moment and you actually write down what I call in the book, the tool is to document it. When you get that aha moment, you write down what that aha moment, label it, and then write down a couple steps that you're going to take because the aha moment came in, because that's divine guidance. Mm. You want divine guidance? That is divine guidance. And so I always have this thing where it's like, you know, if your aha moment comes in and then you just miss it, it's going to keep coming back, you know, but it'll come back way later, and maybe it'll be too late or whatever it is, but it's, it's there for a reason. And so when you get that little light bulb, take action, because you never know why you need to take action, like, with, like, now, you know, where the timing lines up with the universe, right? So it comes, the aha moment comes, ding, then for a reason. So right when it comes, you know, you really need to honor and take action. So, yeah, I just love that, because it's unexpected, spontaneous, divine guidance. How amazing is that?
Oh, man. Oh, and you're right about taking action, because that stuff, it kind of comes around, and like you say, you need to act on it. I was also struck, and again, I'm just going down my list here of things that really resonated with me, and I'm sure it'll give everybody a taste of you know, the nuggets, you know, in this book. The chapter where you talked about running someone else's race, you know, and the idea of when you decide to sell your own vision, and you decide that you're enough, and that it's time to run your own race. An example for me, get this, you know, all my life I've always been kind of somebody's, you know, kind of second in command, you know, and feel real comfortable there, because, you know, I'm protected. It's their dream, and I'm adding value to them. So I joined this John Maxwell team because I want to be like John Maxwell, like you. I want to help change the world. Speaking, I have a gift to speak. And yet I joined this John Maxwell team, and what do? I start using radio, which is fine because radio is a passion and a gift.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, we're on. I think Randy will be right back. We must have lost him for a second there. I know he was talking about going into the blog talk here. We're having some technical issues. He was going into his gift with the radio. He's been in over 35 years, and I think I've known Randy long enough to know that he was talking about how he wants to go in one direction and then gets pulled in another. And you mentioned that aha moment and the light bulb going off, and you know it's from God, the universe, you know, et cetera. Is that something you felt for years, and it just kept coming back over and over, and you were pushing it away? Or can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, really great insight that you just said. And that's exactly what it was. It was, I kept hiding underneath other people and running their race and taking their whatever they've created and bringing it out to the world. And doing a really great job at it, because I'm really enthusiastic and I, you know, and I love helping, but I was hiding from really honoring the own way that I created it to give it out into the world. And so, yeah, I mean, it's really easy to hide under somebody else's format, or even just at a job, you know, just hide under there and just do, you know, what's supposed to be done next and all that kind of stuff. But to really break free and to step into that calling, you know, it's everybody has an original way of helping others. And so allowing that to come forward, and whether it's opening up your own business or writing a book or, you know.
I'm going to call right back in. Don't leave. I'm calling right back in. We're having technical. I have to call back in on this other number. I'll be right back.
No worries.
All right, I'm back. I am back.
Can you hear me now?
Hear?
Okay, we were in the middle of it. I got. I had to go back in and call back in so we can bleep it out.
Yeah.
We have
Julie
a lot
there?
Of archive listeners. Yep, Julie's on right now, and I just called back in. Are you there, Julie?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, awesome.
Sorry,
so we'll bleep
that.
It out, and we have. And I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll have to bleep it out. Something with the studio line on the. So
Where did
Julie,
you guys
go ahead.
Lose me? Where did you guys lose me?
Well, we were going back
were
over it when you
about...
were talking about past. So. Yeah. Well,
where
go
exactly?
ahead and finish. I wanted her to finish what she was talking because she was in the middle of something. You were talking about when you were kind of, to recap, you were saying, Randy, basically, like with radio for years, you've always kind of helped everyone else and you're a great speaker and your passion. And so then we lost you, and then we went in and I was asking Julie about like that aha moment she's had and the light going off and everything, and you know it's from God and the universe. Like, was it always happening or when? And then she was elaborating on, you know, always helping other people. So then Julie, go ahead and take it from there, and we had to call back in. Sorry.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to you, Randy, when being in that position where I was, you know, working for a lifetime or working for other people's studios and just, you know, promoting the heck out of their stuff, when I really had an original way of helping people with health and wellness, which was looking at the mind, the body, the spirit, and the soul, and using the, you know, coaching of these principles along with the fitness to really help people find internal peace and to follow their purpose. And so I think it is very easy to kind of fall into running someone else's race because you're all, oh, yeah, it's working. What they're doing is working. It is because it's their passion. It's working. Of course it's working. You know, but what is that original way that you want to go out into the world and stand in front and help people? And so, yeah, it sounds like you're on your way to understanding that and stepping in a different direction to honor that for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, you know, you talk about, and I wanted to get this in because for me, there's several. I hate to sound like such a fanatic, but I've read so many books, and this is so stinking practical, if I can say that. And, you know, the flamingo game. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you talk about the gremlin that we all have and you know, and making fun of that gremlin by, you know, thinking of him as kind of a comedian or comical character up on stage yapping and nobody's listening. And I'm telling you, that works. I practiced it since I've come back, and that worked, right? That's amazing.
Absolutely.
And then what I did was I took that idea, because you talk about how if you listen to the gremlin long enough, you get kind of into this place of where your head is up your butt, essentially. And talk about the flamingo game.
Yeah, it just is so dark, you know. It's like if you listen for long enough, it's sort of like, you know, you're digging a hole and you keep getting deeper and deeper into the ground, and then it's so dark down there, you can't see anything. I mean, first it kind of like starts off not so bad, okay, there's a little light, but if it keeps digging and keeps going down there, you can't see anything, and it seems like everything's impossible. Nothing's working for you, you know? And so I think it's just really important to, when I realized that the last chapter was about being connected, and so how quickly you can get yourself out of that dark space and back and connected to source again, when I realized that was the 32nd principle and the premise of the entire book of using any of those 32 principles to get yourself back into that connected source again where things are falling to alignment, I was just like, oh, my goodness. So one of the principles that's very connected with the principle of connectedness is how fast can you flip it? So you let that gremlin take over for too long. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, it's going to be so hard. And all these kind of things, right? You're listening to that. The whole premise of flip it is how fast can you flip it? How fast can you get out of it? Can you, you know, smile yourself back into the present moment? Can you, you know, snap your finger, just get yourself out of that? Can you shift your body around a little bit? Can you call a friend and tell them what your ego is saying so you guys can both laugh really, really hard and then bring yourself back into spirit? So, it's just, you know, it's really, really important. And this is what I want to emphasize so much, because I think that life is, your calling is more about allowing. And the whole idea of the 32 principles is to get yourself into that present moment and connected to God so that you can keep allowing your calling to unfold. It's not so much about your doing, but it's more about hearing and then taking smart action that's based upon spirit and inspiration and the direction that you need to go. And so, I just get really, really excited about that last chapter where I realized, oh my gosh, I'm just letting myself go into this dark space. I can't. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. And you were pondering that, and you were walking, and you saw a flamingo, and that's where that flamingo game thing, right? You saw this flamingo, this beautiful bird with its head up its butt, right?
It was hilarious. I'm telling you. So right on in Kanapali, at the Hyatt, they have this beautiful little garden where you can walk through, and there's flamingos and fishes and all this kind of stuff. So I'm, like, getting a little stressed out, you know. I'm like, oh, God, you know, freaking out about my book a little. How is this all? Who's going to show up for the editing and all this kind of stuff? So I was like, you know what, I'm just going to take a little walk, and I'm going to try to just, like, relax. Well, so as my mind is going to this space that's, you know, my grandma's talking, I look at that flamingo, and its head's up its butt. And I'm like, oh, that's like me right now. I'm like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, that's what I'm doing.
That's funny.
And so it was so funny. Like, when I looked over, I was like, oh, that is so me. That's me. And so then all of a sudden I looked out towards the ocean, and I started to realize, I looked at nature, and I just, like, it just snapped out of it. And I just said, what am I doing? How am I letting myself go into that place? Everything is falling into alignment. Everything is perfect the way that it is. And so it was that moment when I saw that flamingo that I was like, oh, that just completely had the aha moment. And again, the universe was conspiring for me somehow to get back on path. So even if you get into that moment, just for one moment where you're, like, going to that dark space, the universe is going to snap you out of it. It is somehow going to conspire for you to get you back to where you need to be, so everything's falling into place. So, yeah, oh, my gosh, it was so funny. If you're ever in Kanapali and you're at the Hyatt, it's a beautiful little walk, and it's a great place to meditate. I meditate there, and flamingos, go check them out.
Julie, that's wonderful.
Yeah, Julie Corinne Audino is our guest. And again, juliecorinne.com, CORRINE, to get the book. And I'm telling you, I've read hundreds, maybe thousands of books in my day, and this one is really, really good. And I'm honored to have crossed paths with you, and I know it was no mistake. You've really helped me in just a few days I've read this book, and I so appreciate your perseverance, really, and allowing, I guess. And it's kind of both and, isn't it, this book to happen. So thank you so much.
Julie, thank you for coming on so much. We've got about 25 seconds left. So will you come back for us, too? And maybe I'll meet you over on Maui in the next couple months.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. And it's been such
absolutely
a pleasure.
Thanks,
and
Julie.
I'm going to get your book. We're going to get it. I'll get it on Amazon. We're going to find that. We're going to find it and get it. And thank
that's
you so
perfect
much. Everybody out there.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's such an honor, and I love getting the ability to talk about my passion.
Good stuff.
Wonderful. Thank you. To everyone
thank
out there,
Julie.
I wish you peace.
Peace, namaste.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.